Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage: it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapperston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapperston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapperston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapperston Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
Calling in remote.
It is Saturday, August 21st, 2021, about 10:03 in the morning. And we always say that because the show is rebroadcast on this station. 1520 ESPN, 1520 AM.
Easy.
Off to a good start as usual.
Absolutely.
ESPN, 1520 AM out of Buffalo, New York. Show is rebroadcast at midnight unless there is a sporting event. And then if there is a sporting event, we'll be on after the sporting event. The show is also available every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. live streaming. If you go to our website, sapperston.com, that's S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab.
We'll get there.
Yeah, little by little.
Just so everyone knows, I forgot the phone number to call in.
So. Yeah, we're really rolling. So
We are.
So anyway, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says live streaming. It should be all set. Also at the website, all of our shows are archived. So if you go to sapperston.com, this time click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is chat and archives. Click on archives and all of our shows are there. So if you want to replay a show or you missed the show, you'd be able to pick it up there. Also, last but not least, every week there's a free economic report by Stone and McCarthy.
And it's pretty good. It's talking about the variant coming back. I actually read it this morning. And what that means to travel, which is down about 5% from pre-COVID lows, highs. and retail sales are down. People don't want to spend, they want to save, and they don't want to travel because they don't want to get sick, I guess. However, people still want to eat out, according to the graph I'm looking at.
Yeah, very interesting. You know, I notice, like, when I go out, you know, some restaurants are busy all the time lately, and some hardly anybody there. So it's kind of a mixed bag, I think.
Yeah. And it says households may have their fill of goods.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to buy anymore, but they still want to go out and eat.
Well, that's true, but I think with the way, one thing I'm concerned about is people may start stockpiling stuff because, you know, you go to the stores and the shelves are kind of bare.
I only go to get the newspaper on Sundays, so I don't really look at the shelves.
Yep.
Except I did buy soap, and there was some soap, bar soap. So,
yeah.
You know.
But I know, like, if you go to the frozen food section.
Yeah.
You know, I was in Walmart, and it's like almost empty. You know, it's just amazing, really. So So there could be stockpiling.
My freezer at home is falling out incredibly. Yeah, okay.
Exactly. So, yeah. Okay. So right now, give us a call, 803-1520, or toll-free, 800-879-7541. It's 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And if for some reason, you know, you don't want to give us a call on the show, but you do have a question or a stock, you can use the chat box at sapperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is chat. Click on join the chat. You can type a question, type in a symbol. And if you do type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520. Phone lines
wide open. I assume you're in charge of the chat box.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Well, if I need to be,
well,
I'd get there.
I mean, I could do that. But anyway.
Maybe I can do it.
That's all right.
Let's see here.
Well, then you always go. Where's the latest call? Up in the top or up in the bottom?
Well, that's where I'm headed. Chat and archive chat. Okay.
You go in the chat. There you are.
Yeah, there's Art. Dow closed. This is for the up one for the
well don't
up one
don't forget
for the week.
So you know the bottom ones are the latest ones, yeah. Okay, so if you want to use the chat box again, go to sapperston.com, Dollar Doctor tab that says chat and archives. Click on chat, join the chat, type a question, type in a symbol. Right now, believe it or not, we have Art from New Jersey, first caller.
Cool.
Good morning.
Hello there.
Hey, good morning.
Let me turn off the sound on my laptop.
Thanks for that nice little book you sent.
Yeah, I appreciate that, too. Yeah,
I sent you a note.
Good.
This morning filled in because I tried to get on one of my websites, and I couldn't find the password list.
Oh, very good. Yeah,
I appreciate it too. But you know, with the way things have been going lately, I kind of lose everything, unfortunately. So I'll probably lose the book. So,
put in your mind.
Yeah, right.
No, I wasn't expecting to come on so early because I had trouble hearing the show, and Matthew had me on the phone listening to the show. So
okay.
Okay. Question is, and I'm getting my voice as a repeater. Is it okay?
Hear you fine. I don't see any problem. Yeah.
How does one distinguish between investing in things like Coinbase, you know, the cryptocurrency exchange, versus the various coins themselves, like Ethereum, Bitcoin, and of course my favorite, Dogecoin. So I was wondering how do you distinguish?
You put them on a relative rotation graph. Not that anyone knows what that is, and you can see. What's stronger for different periods, which is relative strength and momentum combined. How's that for an answer?
That's good. Is there a place to look up at that chart?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, for one thing, there is a website I don't think I've ever mentioned before, but it's free. But you can get more, you know, if you want to pay monthly. And it's tradingview.com. And then when you click in you go to chart, you click in a symbol, and it'll be a little thing saying, do you want all, do you want crypto? Click on crypto, you know, and they have lists of crypto, and you can do charts and whatever. And also, another thing to go with that, there's a lot of places to learn about crypto, but an interesting site for everybody, especially if you're a trader, is I can't even remember.
Morningstar?
No. You go to Money Morning Live, moneymorninglive.com, and from 8 to 12 every morning, they have different people on covering different things, but they have a little lineup, and there's a guy that comes on about 11:30 maybe, somewhere around there, but you can check when he comes on. I think his name is Nick Black. And he's a portfolio manager, so forth. But he goes through and he covers all the crypto coins. It's pretty, and tells you what's junk. You know,
your Doge coin the last 5 weeks is up 85%.
Oh yeah,
according to what I'm looking at.
Yeah, and a conservative guy I've always followed for years. He's got a lot of free education at DaveLandry.com, He's got How to Trade Cryptocurrency. He says, when they go up, you buy them.
Well,
and
I think I was wrong. Dogecoin's up 76%,
well, whatever.
And Ethereum is up 73%.
Yeah. I mean, he calls them S-coins, you know. The other word for that is what? Toilet bowl stuff. But anyway,
yeah.
That's what he calls it. But he says, hey, you know, it goes up, it goes up. You know, so he goes by relative strength. Whatever the strongest one, he buys into it. He puts a stop at a certain level. That's it. That's the way he plays it. So everybody's got their own game.
Well, they're very volatile.
Yep.
Yeah. The other item, one of the items I was interested in was, since I'm a bottom fisher, SESEN Bio. Now, it's on NASDAQ. It closed at a dollar. It was down $1.11. And its range is $0.70 to $6.04. And they have a product that they list. They're sent to get a BLA with the FDA, and it was held. In other words, it wasn't approved yet.
What's the symbol, article?
SESM. Sam, Eddie, Sam, Nancy.
Yeah, it doesn't come up on...
Oh, it's a dollar stock.
Market Smith and...
Believe it or not, it's on Dorsey.
Really?
Yeah.
What's Dorsey?
No.
Well, no, that's something.
It's one of our databases.
That's a database that we used to pay for.
It looks like it was at 520 and dropped to, I don't know, a buck.
Yeah, this is the story of biotech. What you get, you never know. There's surprises that, you know.
I'm wondering, it could be something for a dollar a share, buying several thousand.
Well, you know, it's been down to what? 50 cents up to $6, down to 50 cents up to $6. So you got big trading range, 50 cents to $6.
Oh, yeah. And on Google, when you go to the reviews from different people, their comments, rather, some people are saying it's going to go to 10, other people are saying it's going out of business. So you really, I can't.
Well, I mean, if you're listening to chatbox stuff, I mean, you know, forget it, you know, because.
Right.
You know, and as we always say, somebody's always got an agenda too. You know, so
yeah, do your own research. We would not let someone buy this stock at our firm.
No. Okay.
But you better look. You know, if you're a lottery player, you're certainly better looking at it down at this level than up at $6 a share. You know,
yeah, so. Your risk maybe is to lose half.
Yeah.
Buy it at a buck, it goes back to 50 cents.
Yeah, and that's it. But it's only only for fun money. You can afford to lose, right?
Yeah, it's a roll of the dice.
Oh yeah.
The other item I thought of, and I've spoken with this about before, is the American Century Ultra. It's pushing $90, and I think you said it has a possibility of going higher. They are going to pay a large capital gains in December, and it's TWCUX.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, could it get to 100 before the end of the year, possibly?
Before or after they pay that capital gain?
Before.
Well, you know, as you know,
$2 or so, $2.30.
Yeah, I see
them. I mean, I haven't looked lately what they have in the fund, but it was always.
Oh, they got the top five. Apple, Amazon.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so you know, I mean, it's always been a very, very aggressive fund, and I think
we owned it years ago.
Yeah, and when
over 20 years. Yeah.
Yeah, and when the market collapsed in the .com bubble, I think this thing fell maybe 80% and something like that.
You know. That much, huh?
Oh yeah.
Right.
But anyway,
my cost basis is $9.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know what to say. You know.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to sell it. I'm just wondering.
In the .com, it went from $20 to $8.82.
It went from where?
From 20 to 8 bucks, I'm saying.
It was only from 20 to 8? I thought it was
Well, from 2000 to 2002 or 3.
Yeah, okay.
Good, I held on.
And then in 08, 09, with the housing crisis, it got down to 7.75-ish.
After it had been up to what?
After it had been up to 16.
Yeah, so.
So it is one that might, you know, if it's at 90 bucks, you might see 45 if everything went to hell in a handbasket. Can I say that on the radio?
You just did.
Sure. I know I did, but I don't know if you're allowed to say that word.
You'll find out. I don't think he bleeped it.
Okay.
You're not allowed to say anything. You know, probably not
it's
allowed.
It's an expression now. You know, it's an expression.
You're probably not allowed to say America anymore. You know, so whatever.
Well, let's not go there.
Yeah, I know.
It has 100.
We've been embarrassed enough with the whole Afghanistan thing.
Yeah, but anyway.
Well, in any case, I'll continue to listen to the show. Enjoy you guys.
Okay.
Glad to hear you.
Take care.
Thanks, Art.
Thank you for the call. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. We're going to go next to Jack in Lockport. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Jack.
Okay.
Listen, I belong to the American Association of Independent Investors, AAII.
Me too. And I got the website on.
Yeah,
right
okay.
now while you're talking.
All right, great. They of course, sent out a wonderful magazine. And I also get emails from them. Very rarely do they recommend any individual stocks, but this past week they were talking about three construction companies. A few months ago, in May, I purchased something called Builders First Source, which I purchased
Symbol.
At just under $48.
Symbol.
A month later, it was down to about 42, so I purchased another equal amount. It's now, I think, it closed around 49.
What's
so anyways, I'm interested in
symbol.
These three. Well, it was BLDR.
Thank
the
you.
The ones that the AAI recommended was Granite Construction, Installed Building Products, and MYR Group.
Mm-hmm.
The one I chose was MYR Group, which is MYRG Mary. Yellow, red, Gary. The other two pay a very small dividend, 1%. This pays nothing, which usually I like a dividend, but I'd like to know what you think about the MYRG. It's a holding company. The subsidiaries provide electrical contracting services to general contractors, local governments, and developers in both Northeast United States and Canada. So, it looked pretty good to me when I looked at the chart and looked at things. And I like
the earnings per share growth rate is 36%. Return on equity is 15.
Uh-huh.
It only has 6% debt. All positive stuff. The earnings per share since the September 2019 quarter, per quarter up to today, plus 29, plus 19, plus 34, plus 86, plus 65, plus 41, plus 98, plus 55. Sales, same period, up 46, up 28, up 11, up 14, up 4, up 8, up 14, up 27. Stock, as you know or don't, has gone from about 34 to 96.
Right.
Looks very strong. And there is institutional buying over the last year of 110 different more mutual funds and banks. How's that?
Well, obviously.
Now, that's all the fundamental stuff I look at, and Peter can talk about
it. And I'm sure everybody's got that written down.
I'm sure of it.
But anyway.
Well, we only have an hour here. What do you want? It's also a pretty small cap.
You remember that guy that used to do the ads on TV that talked so fast? You know?
Yeah.
But right now... you know, the 200 days back at 72, all right? And if you're a long-term investor, theoretically, you're okay if you stay above 72. That might not thrill you. But the 50 days at 92.73. So, you know, technically, on a short-term basis, you wouldn't really want to see it under that, you know?
Yeah, I'm usually a long-term guy. And
yeah.
From what Willard says, even though it's gone up quite a bit, it looks like it still might be a good future hold.
Yeah, and it'll bounce around with the news on infrastructure, which is good bad, you know, depending what hour you're listening, you know. But so
it has reached what they call a buy zone for IBD.
Okay.
And it's 5% into the buy zone, meaning it's gone up from there, which is good. You just have a short term sell down, really, from 100 to 94.75 ish.
Yeah, do they show their stop level there or what?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is that?
85.66.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm usually a long-term guy, so I think this might be something that I could hold on, grab to.
Well, for long-term, as long as it's above the 200-day, you're okay.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. Guys, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for the call. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Okay, right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Or, you know, if you want to use our chat box, you can do that at sapristan.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat, join the chat. Type in a question, type in a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. Right now, very easy to get in right now. Lines are...
What is the stuff on the side of the chat box?
I don't know. I'm not
there. Cautious citizen, Zach, brave humanoid.
I don't know what that
is. From New Jersey, they're a little...
Oh, I have no idea what that
is. But I don't know what... Who's first or who's last?
Well, if you go, you see when it was posted, you know, the top...
No, it doesn't have a date on my thing.
It doesn't? Oh, it has it on mine. But anyway...
Good. Who's up? Anybody?
Well, there's nobody on the chat box, but there's Vic from Amherst. Good morning.
There you go.
Hey, guys. Good
morning. I haven't heard from you in a little bit.
Some things going on. I'm glad to do that. Whistler, Jerry, obviously I'm assuming an IBD still because you mentioned IBD.
Yeah, but I'm having trouble. We're
you're breaking up for some reason.
How's it now?
Much better.
Good, good.
Much better, yeah.
I'm assuming you're still doing IBD, huh?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Well, weekly now, when you look at it, there's always that one section where they go all-time highs, all-time lows for stocks. They have that column.
Yes.
If you look this week, this past week, if you look at the 52-week low column, all of these stocks have relative strength over pretty much 75 or 80, which I followed IBD for 25 years now. Very, very unique.
Well, they explain that. God, someone explained it recently, and they said because it's a moving average on relative strength, that's why you don't see it at 30 or something, even though it's on a 52-week low.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's the short answer, you know, that I picked up when I was interested myself because I'll buy something at 90, and the next thing I know, it's down 20% next week, you know.
Well, I can tell you the high list that somebody has the time just to peruse that on a weekly basis and just start looking at charts. There's always one or two that hits you in the face, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, it's a good way to have a watch list, you know.
Exactly.
The other thing is we do get it online also. I get the hard copy and online. And and then I build databases off that. Using their other database called MarketSmith, more institutional.
The daily graph, right?
Pardon me?
That's the old daily graph. The book they used to sign
yeah.
up
yeah.
on Monday.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
MarketSmith.
But it's better than daily graphs, you know, was.
Much better.
Yep.
So what I've been doing, I've been selling puts on the Crane ETF Chinese Internet because I'm... I have no exposure at all to China.
Mm,
and the other one I've been selling puts on Uber. I've been doing it for the last 4 or 5 weeks. I've been doing weeklies. I decided yesterday I took them both. I end up taking both the Cranes ETF China, and I end up taking Uber. I end up now, at 4 o'clock tomorrow, I own the common.
Mm-hmm.
I was just wondering, this Chinese internet with politics and all, as a long-term hold, somebody who's weak in China, Chinese internet, the economy there is phenomenal. I just think it's a no-brainer. It finally got to 44, and it's been tanking. That's a $90 ETF within the last 2 years. And I've been, you know, I'm collecting premium on the puts, and I finally at 4 minutes to four, I said, you know, I'm taking this thing. And then, you know, I'll sell some upside calls, weeklies, but I just think they've been beat up so bad that someone looking at exposure to China, growth in China, I think that they're at the number now where I'm kind of comfortable with. I was just wondering what your thoughts on that are.
What's the symbol on it?
I'm in my car. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It's Cranes.
Oh, Crane.
C-R-A-N-E-S. Chinese internet. It's an ETF. It really doesn't make much. It's been beat up so bad. They hold Alibaba. They hold the Tencent. Every one of the big Chinese. And I had no China. I'm going to take it and I took it.
Well,
you know, first of all, you're talking to a guy that was a Russian history major when he was young and in Soviet Russia three times. So the first thing I can say is I've been in and out of Chinese stocks for clients now when I'm much older. But their reporting isn't on the money. In other words, many times they give you what's called disinformation, mm-hmm. not really the truth. So let's say, and then politically, of course, it's a red herring. Who the hell knows what's going to go on? Someone called me about Taiwan Semi, which is a great company, and I said, you know, I've got a political risk. They want Taiwan back in their fold. What would happen if they somehow invaded? We would not defend. We are not doing that, as far as I could tell, you know. We, the United States. And it would be a real coup for the Chinese, and it would really hurt us because even AMD outsources to TSM.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. So you may be right in buying it because it's beaten up so badly. But what I found over the years is I haven't done well bottom fishing, and you may have to always be prepared to buy it twice.
Yeah, you know, my theory on that, and I agree with you, but it's like China is like how I look at medical devices. To try to pick one stock, I don't like it. I dollar cost average into IHI because it holds the basket. It holds Thermo Fisher, Stryker,
the good Timber. One.
And I just think long term, China internet and an ETF like a IHI with the medical devices. If you play it smart, try to buy it at somewhat of a low, leave some money in the cookie jar and dollar cost average long term. I just look at it as almost, I hate to use the word no-brainers, but in my mind, they're pretty darn close to being a no-brainer at these levels. This is a $100 internet to China, you know, 10 months ago. It's now 44. And I've got these sitting on the sidelines more to go in a little bit if I have to, but you know, Baba's in there, Tencent, all the you know, Baidu, and I don't want to pick the individual, so I just took it yesterday and hope it works out for me, you know.
Well, if you're comfortable with it, you're comfortable with it.
Well, I think it will. The issue we have is that we meet with clients and they want to see some kind of quarterly, semi-annual, annual performance.
Right.
And so it's a different game. That's what I've decided anyways, Peter.
Right.
Yeah, and by the way, the symbol is KWEB, K-Web.
That's the one. Yep.
And what do you think about that guy, Peter?
Well, I mean,
not awful chart.
Yeah,
awful.
I mean, what's the long-term chart look like?
I may be able to tell you. Wait a minute.
I mean, because it's below everything on the chart I'm looking at. So.
Exactly. And like I say, I've been selling puts on this thing for a while now, and I've been rolling down. I decided Friday I'm just going to take this thing.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, it's your being comfortable. Who knows what China's up to? I mean, I guess they don't like the fact that a lot of these companies are becoming so big they can't control them, and they don't like anything they can't control.
In January, February of 19, it was $36, and I have a very low of 26 on 8/31/15.
And the high?
And the high is 104 on 129.21, as you say.
Exactly.
So somewhere here, you're in what Peter would call support, 35 to 45, right?
Yeah. It's when it first came out, it was 26. So.
Their relative strength, by the way, is 3 on a scale of 0 to 100.
I know. Hey, Willard, just a quick one. I'll get off the phone. You're a valuation guy. Are there any stocks out there that pique your interest right now as far as recognizable names, valuation you kind of like? Just for my own research, I like looking into them.
Defined valuation. Well, undervalued?
You think they're cheap and they're blue chip companies that are selling at the, you know, price over cash flow, price over book that you're comfortable with right in here?
No.
Not real nothing.
No, because you know, I was into the steels and all that. I mean, they just, this is a market that after you buy something, 2 weeks it'll go up, and then 2 weeks, 3 weeks later it's down.
I know.
And I don't know whether we need a correction. I mean, as Peter says, it's been a rolling correction. Or, you know, we're getting tired because, we've had a bull market since 2009. And certainly what Peter would call the divergences, while the S&P is going up, the divergences are getting more and more negative. And the rally is narrower and narrower. How's that sound, Peter?
Yep. And plus, you have to realize that right now the FANG stocks make up 23.3% of the S&P. So
right. That's why I think the selling put game going out a couple weeks with premium is a nice game to have in your armamentarium if you do it right, because in the meantime, you're not really buying anything, but you're collecting premium and you're in the game.
Oh, yeah.
Good way to make money.
And
It's just a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's something you understand what you're doing, and that's the important part, you know.
So. Yeah, no, I really love doing it. Yeah. All right, guys. Great show. You guys are the best.
Okay.
Thanks,
thank you very much. Okay, we're coming up to, I want to say one thing, after our break, there's going to be a very important announcement, so hang in there. We'll be back in about 1 minute.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco of Saperstein Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperstein.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperstein Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. And Willard, you are up.
I am, Mom.
You're up for the announcement.
Well, this is the second to last show. That's Peter's
second to last show forever.
Forever. And we've been on
27 years, I think.
27 years since 1994, and everything has, as my accountant says, everything has a beginning and an end. So we appreciate all the calls, all the ideas from different people calling in. That's what I've used the show for the last, 5 years. And also when I do own something and someone says, it doesn't look right because of this or that, I pay attention. And so we get a lot of feedback from the callers, and they become so much more sophisticated in a wonderful way. And I think it's great that people are paying attention now, and they don't have to go listen to a what should I say?
I think you said it.
An investment dope. How's that?
Right. But the other thing is, you remember when we started the show, we were worried that we were going to get a lot of calls like, where can I get a good CD? Or very mundane type of questions. But we've always had.
You could get a good CD. You can get five or six.
Right, I know. But the bottom line is that we've always had sophisticated callers calling into the show, or people who, basically were up on what they were doing.
And we also haven't done a real sales pitch. We've just been informational, and I think that says who we are. Who the firm is.
Exactly. So we thank everybody, you know, and especially our longtime callers who were a big fixture of the show. So that's it. Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. We're going to go next to David in Orchard Park.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Sorry to hear the show's going.
We appreciate that.
Everything has a beginning
and an end.
And 27 right. years later, it is probably time.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I got a question for Willard. Willard, you're always wanting us to keep some powder dry. Where am I going to put that powder?
Oh,
well,
you know,
cash can't go down.
Yeah.
David.
Yeah, I mean, you never worry. People always worry about, you know, another bus comes along any day, you know.
But he wants to know what I'm doing with the accounts.
Yeah.
I'm thinking two ideas. First thing I did 2 weeks ago was buy a whole bunch of preferreds. You and I have talked about that over the years. And we're still getting 4-6%. Some are being called. We're looking for replacements. We don't, you know, over just because something's paying 5-6%. You know, we're not buying a lot of any one thing because we're afraid of something happening. This is Wall Street, remember. And the next thing is, unless we're totally out of it, I think utilities. And they pay less than the preferreds, but not too much, are the next growth area because we don't have the power we need if everyone or 10% more people a year are going to buy electric cars that have to plug in. We can't supply the power. Our grids are very weak. And so the utilities have to beef it up and build more plants, and it's going to be natural gas, or
nuclear.
Probably not a lot of solar and wind right now until the price comes down, although it started to.
Yeah.
And everyone's touting nuclear, which scares the hell out of me because I used to live very close to the Three Mile Island plant in Connecticut. And you know, they've had Chernobyl. They've had the tsunami business in Japan. And you know, you just don't... It doesn't stop doing power. If they let those things heat and leak, all the fish are gone. Most of the people have get radiation poisoning. So I don't know what people are thinking about that. They keep saying it's the clean energy. We have nowhere to put the waste, as we know, from that. But anyway, prefers and then utilities, I think. And the thing I like about them both is they're defensive. And it may not be tomorrow, and it may be in another year. Somewhere in here we're going to have a correction. And maybe if the Federal Reserve really starts to tighten, which there was in the last meeting, a mild discussion of tightening. And you've got to follow the Fed. Don't fight the Fed, right? So
right.
Probably utilities are going to be a new growth area, and they're defensive. And preferreds, I don't care if rates go up 1%, you still can't get 4-6% in any other kind of investment, but you must over-diversify or buy an ETF or something. And there's a whole bunch of preferred closed-end funds, you know, like PFD. They haven't done as well as the individual preferreds, but if you're a long-term holder, now, you say you want a place to park your money. That implies to me you're just looking for a place for maybe a month to 6 months. That's an issue.
Yeah, but I think, you know, once again, I say when you say keep your powder dry, okay, it means you always have money that's liquid, okay, that can take advantage of opportunities. That's what it means to me, right? So when the wind's blowing a certain way and you recognize it, you know, you have cash available to take advantage of opportunities, you know.
That's the safest way.
Yep.
The other thing is if you buy something like PFD, which is a closed-end preferred, and you use a stop loss, you know, below 1620, it's at 1663, you're risking, but you're not going to lose 50%. You're going to be out if something really happens. And by the way, the relative strength is increasing on that guy. And that pays six. But you got to do your own research.
Thanks.
There's a bunch of those guys.
Thanks. And,
okay, take care.
Accounts, we have a bunch. Thank you, David.
Okay, right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. We're going to go next to Richard in Rochester. Good morning.
Peter Willard.
A voice out of the past.
Oh, no. Chris, your announcement was of biblical proportions. I want you to know.
Peter said it would be. I said I have my doubts, but I'm always a skeptic.
Oh, I've been listening 25 years like a lot of other callers. This is about as heavy as you can get, and I just want to thank you for all the years, what you did, what you're doing.
Well, let me say this.
You're killing me.
You can buy five different newsletters from people that write, you know, stock newsletters, and someone will make a lot of money with them, and someone will lose money with them. So it's all about how you interpret what's said or what's written. And hopefully after 25 years, the audience can pretty much, and they're very sophisticated, interpret themselves. That's all.
Yeah, well, and plus there are some good people out there that have, you know, like this DaveLandry.com, a lot of free stuff, a lot of education. A lot of picks, you know, not a lot of picks, but different picks and so forth. A good man. He's been around for, I don't know, 40 years. Whatever.
He talks about bow ties. He's a little sarcastic, but he's...
Oh, yeah.
He's
interesting. So, you know...
Well, I'd like to see you off a periodic newsletter that I would pay for of just your thoughts, because I hate this thing just come to a screeching halt.
Well, you know, keep an eye on our website.
Okay.
Maybe, you know, we'll be talking over things for a while. Who knows?
Okay. But, I mean...
Well, that's a very nice call. Thank you for that.
Well, you mean a lot to my family and I. And, it's heavy. I just want to thank you. I'll call you next week.
Okay.
All right. Great.
Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And we have one on the chat box which says, good morning, Willard and Peter. I enjoy listening to your show every Saturday. Very sorry to hear the news, but I understand. Thanks again for all of your help through the years. Steve in Dumfries, Virginia.
Wow.
And Art says, you're a little confused. He didn't say that, but it says, Willard, the 3 Mile plant was in Pennsylvania.
Well, then was the one on the Connecticut? I don't know about that.
I don't know.
He says, the one on the Connecticut River?
Yeah, he says, I lost a lot of money with GPU stock. Will the website still be available? I don't know what he means by that. We'll always have our website, and maybe we'll do something on the website eventually. Who knows? You know?
And what's the GPU stock? He's just saying he lost money.
He lost money. That was what it was called. I forgot GPU was.
Well, I swear there was a plant on the Connecticut River, and I could see the mushroom cloud. I lived in southern Vermont at the time.
Oh, interesting. Well, I don't know. But anyway, that's what he said.
Okay. Thank you, Art.
Okay. So right now, that's about it on the chat box, and right now we're wide open on the phone. I think you shocked everybody, you know, now we don't have any calls. But anyway, 803...
I was hoping you'd make the announcement.
No, not me. It's your job.
I see.
Yeah. It's your show. 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Give us a call.
So what stock, if you were to pick one stock... And, of course, everyone's going to do their own research. Do you have one in mind you like?
No.
Well, I like NVIDIA.
Okay. So you stuck your neck out, huh?
Why not? Of course, you got to do your own research. But it broke out of a cup-and-handle formation, which is something that was one of O'Neill's favorite formations, so I read. Relative strength is high. You'd really want to buy a little above 208, I suppose, at this point, but not much above.
Well,
and it, my understanding is limited, of course. They have the most wonderful graphics for all the stuff that's up and coming.
Mm-hmm.
As well as I think I saw them on a 5G list.
Right.
No.
But also, if David Bronstein was here, which he will be next week for the last show, he would probably say Amazon. You know, he thinks you always should own.
Well, everyone's going to need these kinds of chips. The earnings per share growth rate is 33, and the return on equity is 43. I mean, that's pretty substantial in my book.
And, I mean, if I had to say what I want to own and maybe hold is Apple, you know.
Yeah, I'm on that page, although I'd like to see it break out here.
Yeah, but you know, I think people have always underestimated the company's ability, you know.
I have.
Yeah,
I
yeah. Have. You know, people have been so focused on the iPhone, right? And, you know, it's not even a big part of the story anymore. You know, one thing the iPhone did was it got them, what, a billion people? You know, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever it is. And now they can monetize a billion people on other things, you know. So, anyway, I think there's always opportunities there. And certainly if they get sell-offs, I think it's a long-term stock, you know. Other than that, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541.
What about Tesla?
Yeah, it's too wild.
Too wild?
Yeah. I don't know the answer to that. I mean, the guy is a brilliant, interesting guy. He goes off the deep end every once in a while. So I don't know. In the long run, he's going to have a lot of competition. Some people say there's better cars out there than the Tesla. You know, I think,
there may be, but yeah. I know that the GM cars seem to be having battery trouble and catching on fire.
Yeah, but I think I've heard like the Neo from China. You know,
yeah.
A lot of people think that's a better car.
Maybe, but I wouldn't buy anything Chinese.
Yeah, well.
Sorry.
But it is. So we shall see. You know, in the long run, it may turn out that electric vehicles will turn out to be an environmental disaster when they can't do anything with all the batteries, you know. So anyway.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah. So anyway, there's a lot of things there. Tesla's an interesting stock, good trading stock. I don't know whether I'd be a long-term investor or not, to tell you the truth. We have something in the chat box which says, very sad to hear the show is ending. I am somewhat new to investing and have listened religiously for the past 2 to 3 years and have really enjoyed a local, honest perspective as opposed to the clowns on CNBC. Thank you.
That's
for everything.
That's the word I was looking for. I said dopes. Clowns works.
Yeah, we appreciate that very much.
To understand
me.
On CNBC, they have to sell advertising first and foremost.
It's entertainment.
It's entertainment.
Yeah. Okay.
It doesn't mean there aren't some good interviews once in a while, because there are.
Yeah.
But,
okay, but right now we're going to go to Bill in Buffalo. Good morning.
Hey, Willard, the last time I called, that was not right. That wasn't true.
Yeah, he didn't use a foul word.
No, I'm
no, that was Peter that thought you did, not me.
Hey, Willard, I'm the champion of using that word, but not on the radio.
I'm with you.
All right, well, hey, Willard, I don't want to brag, but I finally got something right.
I want
Besides
you to break.
Pfizer, listen to this now. Ward, MGM Properties got that takeover bid, right?
You bet.
Okay, now listen to this. May God strike me down, this ain't true. I took the proceeds of that, and I bought my son on Friday afternoon Golden Nugget Online Gaming. Lord, Monday morning, they got a takeover bid. Do you think the SEC will be calling my son?
Good for you.
How about that for timing?
perfect.
Unbelievable, really.
Well, let me tell you right now, this reminds me of 1983. I said over and over, there's going to be a huge consolidation in the gambling. Huge.
Those
little ones, you got to research, they're all going to be taken over.
Yeah. What I'm seeing is when I look at stocks breaking out on the IBD database, 80% of them are IPOs. And it scares the heck out of me.
Well, that's above my pay grade.
Sometimes everyone's chasing the new story, not necessarily the earnings or the, you know, anything else.
You don't think someday Las Vegas Sands can go? I mean, they can definitely go.
Absolutely.
We could gobble them up in a minute, I'm telling you. MGM, they could go. All you need is one. But look at gambling and leisure property. I've had that for a long time. That could go.
What's the symbol on it?
GLPI.
GLPI? Okay.
Yep, you could have bought it at 10 in the crash.
GLPI.
I think you've talked about this before.
Yeah, many times. Hey, Lord, I never talk about my losers, only the winners.
You don't have losers.
Remember that.
That's why we want you at our cocktail party, but we never have one.
Over the years.
Well, that
my son, he's a smart one. I'm the dope.
Yeah. I always told the story years ago on a Wall Street Week. They had a guy on because they brought him on because he never had a loser, right? So, so Rukeyser's interviewing him, and it comes out during the talk, you know, that he's never had a loser because he never sells his losers.
You know? There you go. Hey, you know what, Pete? It could have been me.
Right.
You know, I hold my losers so they go to zero, but that's okay.
My father used to do that too.
Parabolic ending, Ken.
Exactly. So.
You know, but hey. What was their announcement? I missed it.
You missed the announcement.
I the GLPI finally in July when you talked so much about it for some people. Just looking at my screens.
He wants to know about your announcement.
Well.
Yeah, I missed it.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to hear us on the radio after next week.
Next week's our last show.
Retired.
We retired.
I got to tell you. Well, I'm going to call next week then, but you know, I'll tell you. I'm the number one caller, no matter what anybody
no
says.
No question. No question.
My kids, as I tell Pete, my kids were in diapers when I started calling. Now I am.
You turned me back on to Justin Mamus, and then his son, of course, too. And I've got the old books.
So are you guys retiring? And Pete, you're not retiring for good, are you?
Oh, no. We're just retiring from the radio.
Yeah, I don't blame you. You know, what the heck?
27 you know, years, you know.
how many years do we go back?
27.
27? My kids are 34 and 33.
Yeah,
that makes my head. Our business was going good, then really good. And then we went under, luckily, thank God. And now I own the great ACO.
Unbelievable.
They put us out of business, so I figured I better own the stock.
Beautiful. That was a smart move.
Yeah, listen. They buy back so much stock. I mean, what's the downside risk? All right, I got to call next week.
Okay, we'll talk to you next week. Take care.
Thanks for the call,
okay.
Bill.
And also, you know, the last message I read on the chat box about 2 to 3 years listening, you know, new investing, was Craig from Hamburg. He wanted to let us know.
Very nice.
Yep. And right now, last call, we'll go to real quick, Don in Hamburg. Good morning.
Gentlemen, sad to hear the announcement, but I appreciate what you guys have done for years since the seminars and the shows, and I listen faithfully every Saturday, and you'll be missed.
Yeah, we appreciate that
very
much.
Thank you for that.
The one last thing that I'd like to say is that you're a class act, and you're the best that I've ever dealt with as far as dealings and stocks and stuff. But I'm really kind of sad.
Yeah, well, we appreciate that. You know, we have kind of mixed feelings, I think. But,
yeah,
but
I'm sure.
It is what it
I'm
is.
Sure.
You know? Yep. So thank you.
All right. Take care. Thanks very much.
For the call.
Bye.
Okay. And we had one on the chat box which said, "I wish I had started listening 27 years ago." There you
go.
Well,
we're better for it because we've gotten a lot of great feedback and a lot of great ideas.
And we've met a lot of nice people on the radio, no question about it. You know,
that's it.
Who are friends, you know, and, you know, radio friends forever.
Even Stan Roberts, our friend.
Yeah. Anyway.
Although he called me to rent a car, I think he had the wrong number. He did.
Did he really?
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know if
my car ready. I said, I think you dialed the wrong number, Stan. Yeah.
Well, since you're going to not be on the last show, do you have any last words you'd like to say or anything?
Yeah. Keep a little powder dry, and good night, and good luck.
Well, you're quitting the show early.
I'm watching the clock.
Oh, I thought you'd have more to say than that.
Pay attention to the charts. Pay attention to the moving averages. Pay attention to the earnings.
Yeah, be careful.
And the story.
Yeah, be careful who you listen to.
And don't be afraid to take a small loss, and don't let a small loss turn into a big loss, and don't let a winning trade become a losing trade.
There you go.
Wow.
A lot of very good advice.
A lot of experience
in
that.
But, you know, you have to realize, even with us talking, you know, we're not, I don't know what they call it, pontificating or whatever. Because we make, you know, we make errors in our thinking sometime. We make errors in a trade sometime. And it happens, you know. Or you go, why'd I do that? I know better, right?
Right.
I shouldn't have done that, you know. So,
right.
You're never perfect, no question about it. You're always learning. So, you know, make sure you find good people who are honest and are really trying to help you rather than sell you stuff all the time.
In other words, the definition of integrity, which is someone doing what they're supposed to do rather than what they want to do.
Okay.
How's that?
Take care.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperstein Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.